Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here alongside, once again, Chief Wealth Strategist. I'm going to start calling you the Chief. That is Parker Holland. We also have former UNC basketball player. He's a 24-year planner, folks. That is Marty Hensley. You might recognize him as the tall, looming figure in the room. And of course, as always, we have America's Wealth Finance and Income Coach, the master of retirement planning. That is Coach Pete DeRuda.
Fun show.
It is.
We're going to have more fun.
Absolutely.
We're have more fun?
Keep it going.
Who doesn't want to have more fun? Raise your hand. I'm not looking. But there's three big planning risks in retirement. When we talk about the financial world, three big ones, and I want to talk about them. And then we have a very important case study from Parker.
Okay.
We have that in this segment right here. First is timing risk. What if I pick a bad year to retire? Now, what does that mean, Marty? Let's say you got your money all in the stock market and you decide you're going to retire today because the market's all at all-time highs.
Right.
Say, hey, Coach, it's a great time to retire. I'm going to start taking money out, and I don't need your help, Coach Marty or Parker, because I'm going to manage it myself because I know more than you do.
Yeah, that's somebody that needs our help more than anybody.
Yes. Well, you know what happens? Unfortunately, all right, you retire, and you've got, let's say, $2 million. That's my little millionaire sound right there. And you say, I'm going to start taking my own money out, and I'm going to manage my retirement for the rest of my life. You take some money out. The next day after you take the money out, the market crashes. Let's say it goes down 40% over the next 3 months. And is that possible?
2000,
no doubt. I was about to say.
Has it ever happened before? Yes, it has. Could it happen again? Unfortunately, yes. And so will it? Who knows? No one is an expert on looking forward. I mean, we're all historians when it comes to the market. But when we talk about future income, we can look forward and tell you there's a way where, so let's say you took the money out and then the next year you need to take more money out. The market's down 40%. You are locking in the loss because that money's not in your account anymore.
That's $800,000 less that you have in that account.
Yeah.
You can make a plan on $2 million, but not on $1.2 million.
So another part, that's part one of timing risk. And that's where planners usually stop. They say, well, if you're taking money out and the market's down, you're going to lose money that you can't ever recover. And that makes a lot of sense. But the next part of the timing risk is how long are you going to live in retirement? Now, if everyone knew that, planning would be a whole lot easier, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So how long are you going to live? Let's say you have a plan in your head with the lump sum that you're taking out. Well, if I take out, let's say you have $1 million and you're taking out $50,000 a year, you've got 20 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little more if you have some income growth, but less if you have loss of that money. Mm-hmm. So the timing risk that I look at is longevity timing risk, which is another one of the risks here, longevity risk. Will my income last my entire lifetime? And that is the number one fear for me. That keeps me up at night when I meet with somebody and they say they're going to do it themselves. And they look healthy and they have a good family tree where they could live to over 100 or more, because our plans go to 121 or beyond. Matter of fact, we just do 121 because no one's ever lived that far, but the plan will continue to go.
I'm waiting for it.
So we say plan to 121.com because that's at least you know that your plan will be in place and have some inflation protection where you don't have to worry about things getting too expensive to be able to afford. Inflation is basically the process of making things that you're used to buying today too expensive for you in the future. So to combat that, you need your money to grow with at least what inflation rates are. And so if you say, well, Coach, I'm worried about the market and I don't trust you or don't like you or whatever, I just don't like the way you dress, Coach Pete. I'm going to put my money in the bank because my money is safe in the bank. Yes,
not
it's Wells safe.
Fargo.
Well, that's it. Where's my little thing? There you go, Parker. Get one of those. All right. So, yeah. Well, that's a different story altogether. But if let's just assume that banks are safe, even though they're open and phony accounts,
true. You
put the money in a bank account and it earns 1%. All right. And so you say, well, Coach, my money's safe. I'm willing to sacrifice not getting any gain by having my money in a safe place. And that sounds fine, though, until you realize inflation is about 3%, so you have a negative growth rate as far as buying power. You're losing money safely by putting it in the bank because you're not keeping up with inflation. So 10 years later, you take the money out of the bank and you want to buy what you could buy with it today. It's not going to work that way. You're going to need more money. So the three worlds of investing is the safe and guarantee world, the hybrid world, and the investment world, which has risk and potential growth, but also potential risk attached to it. So the safety and guarantee world, you're lucky to get 1-4% in there. If you're lucky to get more than one, the bank accounts are about 1%. The hybrid world is a way to have the potential upside of the market, but no downside, but you're not going to get what you would if you were all in the market. So you're not going to get, you're not going to hit the highest highs, but you're never going to have a low low.
Steady and
zero will be your hero. You'll never have less than zero. So hybrid makes sense for future income growth.
Mm-hmm. True.
And we look at, we aim between zero and about 20% in those kind of accounts.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. All right. Then the stock market accounts where you put the money at risk, and you better know you're at risk. I know people come in and say, well, my broker says we're in low risk. Well, you're either in risk or you're not in risk. If you can lose money, you can lose a lot of money. If you can gain money, you can gain a lot of money.
Yep.
But there's no my broker said kind of stuff, because your broker will forget all he said when the market goes the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Yeah. Marty, we have talked to people till we're blue in the face sometimes over the last 25 years. I know I have too, who swear the market's never going to go down.
Yeah, those are the folks that are not going to be planning for retirement. They're planning for an imaginary situation that's just not going
to
happen.
Wow. Now, Parker, we've talked to people, though, when we do put the core and explore strategy together, this kind of sound. It's a sleep well at night swan account, because you've got the core. It's easy to sleep knowing that money's not going anywhere. And if you do it right, you set up a series of core accounts in a bucketing type strategy.
Yeah.
And we cover all this in our retirement roadmap, folks. And the very first thing is to identify how much risk you could be taking right now. Looking at how much you can make where you are right now and looking at how much you could lose. It's called standard deviation model, but it's like a seesaw. Based on this kind of risk that I'm taking, I could lose X amount of dollars, but I could also gain Y amount of dollars. So as we get closer to retirement, we need to tame down the risk side, but try to keep the growth side going as high as possible. So it's possible to get down to a zero loss model, which keeps you at a decent growth model. And especially if we're talking about income, we could guarantee zero downside, and we could have our money grow in a guaranteed fashion for like 7% per year for a retirement income we could never outlive. That's called income planning. And it's very important. We're going to talk about that when we come back in a few minutes about your case study there.
True. You just got to keep expectations intact and show you exactly what you're looking at.
So we talk about the retirement roadmap, and a lot of people are interested in this because it's just basically diagramming out where you are right now, showing you the route to take to get to the most comfortable retirement, and making sure that road never has a dead end sign on it. It goes on forever. Very important.
It is.
I mean, it's basically putting you in a hovercraft so you don't have to worry about coming up to the end of the road when the sea hits you. You just hover right over to sea, and you're always going forward.
Exactly.
And that's income planning. That is a green flag on the mailbox. That is what's most important. And I think everybody listening right now needs to at least sit down and make sure that there's two different stories many times. It's what your broker or planner is telling you and what is really set up for you.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, or fortunately, because it's fortunate you're listening now, unfortunately, many people have a plan that they don't realize they have, or they have fees they're not told about. Those are called the hidden fees, and we call them financial termites. And when we do a forensic fee analysis, we help people identify fees they're paying they don't realize. And hey, I'd want to know how much risk I'm taking, because in the up market, it's hard to see how much you could lose.
Mm-hmm.
But let's run it through our simulator in our retirement roadmap and our financial MRI and come out with a real number in real dollars of money you could lose the way you're set up now. Mm-hmm. And then let's translate that, what it could be, in a true core and explore fashion. Folks, if you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll help you first by reviewing your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like what's going on in your IRAs. Or if you have a big gain in the stock market, capital gains. What about your Social Security? How are you taking the claiming options? What kind of taxes could you pay? We educate you on all that. We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal. How much money you really want? Let's tell you if it's possible or not. That's money needed to cover the cost of not just getting by in retirement, but enjoying your retirement. When you get to retirement, do you want to enjoy it, Marty?
I absolutely do.
You don't want to just sit there and whittle a stick, because that's all you can afford, right?
I want that income to be predictable and guaranteed.
You never know. It might be against the law to whittle a stick in the future. Come up with new laws every year.
No joke.
All right. We're also going to help you by analyzing your current investments. This is very, very important. Parker, I know you spend a lot of time doing this, but we established the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Based on what you're taking now risk-wise, how much could you lose going forward? How much could you gain? Is what you're taking risk-wise worth the downside you could experience if you do the wrong thing, or if the market goes the wrong way, or someone pulls the carpet out from under your feet? Never happened to me, but I've seen it in cartoons, haven't you? You pull the carpet right out from under you. What were you saying, Parker?
And it's also good to know exactly the risk you're taking. Is it worth what you're paying for it as well?
Yeah, you're overpaying on your risk. And if you're taking a lot of risk, why should you be paying to begin with? And the final thing, determine the percentage of assets needed to protect future income needs. We need to make sure that your income grows and keeps up with taxes and inflation. We never want you to have to take a step backwards as far as living in retirement. And folks, we'll do that for the next 20 folks who call who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Again, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we have never kicked anyone out as long as you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement in addition to your house.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
You know, retirement planning is different today than it was for your parents. Folks, there's a lot of improper asset allocation out there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what a financial eclipse is and how to minimize the chance to have one yourself.